All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? You can call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. Call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. That's D-Line Tax Books, 908-219-7215, or on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, it's the offseason in the National Football League, but don't tell that to the defending Super Bowl champions and the New England Patriots. The Patriots last month won their fifth Lombardi Trophy since 2001. And I'll tell you right now, the Patriots don't appear ready to slow down. Now, of course, the Patriots have had some losses in free agency. Tight end Martellus Bennett has gone on to sign with the Green Bay Packers, but they haven't slowed down. This Patriots team just acquired tight end Dwayne Allen from the Indianapolis Colts. They signed cornerback Malcolm Butler to a first-round tender, meaning that if any other team goes out there and signs Butler, they have to give New England a first-round pick. The Patriots went and signed former Buffalo Bills cornerback Stephon Gilmore. And the big deal that blew everybody out of the water was the Patriots acquiring wide receiver Brandon Cooks from the New Orleans Saints. And on top of that, they picked up defensive lineman Coney Ealy from the Carolina Panthers. All of these were trades. And right now, New England does not have a pick in the first two rounds of the draft. But I'll tell you right now, the Patriots are really looking fierce once again, and it's only March. Just like last year, I posed a question offensively for the Patriots. Who do you double? Because you're talking about Julian Edelman at the wide receiver position. Now you bring in a guy in Brandon Cooks that has had over 1,100 yards receiving in the past two seasons. On top of that, you're expecting to have a healthy Rob Gronkowski back at tight end for the Patriots. You have Deion Lewis and James White at running back coming out of the backfield. You also have Chris Hogan, and you have the youngster in Malcolm Mitchell at wide receiver as well. Simply, who do you double? You look at this defensive line. They re-signed Malcolm Branch. You have Allen Branch. You have Malcolm Brown. You bring in Coney Ealy, and you have Trey Flowers on that defensive line as well. And now I guarantee you that New England more than likely is going to turn their focus on the re-signing middle linebacker Dante Hightower, as long as his price does not get too high. We've seen it for so long where the Patriots have simply been the class of the AFC East, and I guarantee you it's going to stay that way. It's only March, and barring something unforeseen, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and pick the New England Patriots to once again win the AFC East and more than likely have at least a first-round bye. Let's go down the track record of this. Since 2003, every single season, the Patriots have won at least 10 games, and the only season that they did not win the AFC East was 2008. They went 11-5 and somehow did not make the postseason. There are a lot of 14-2 marks in there. Of course, they had the 16-0 season in 2007, a lot of 12-4 marks as well. This past season, they went 14-2, but it just goes back to the excellence that this organization continues to put out. And I know there are a lot of teams around the NFL that complain about the Patriots, but they still go out there and they break their necks to give them these quality players at discount prices. And you look at what New England is able to do as they consistently make reclamation projects out of these guys. I guarantee you Cooks is going to fit in right away with New England because he's going to see a lot of one-on-one coverage based on playing alongside Edelman, Gronkowski, Hogan, and Mitchell. And it is going to be a field day. I think this offense is set up to be just as good, if not better, than what they were in 2007 when they went undefeated. And I'll tell you right now, that is scary for the rest of the league. Yes, quarterback Tom Brady is getting older, but at the same time, New England continues to put talent around him on the offensive side of the ball. And yes, as of right now, the Patriots don't have a pick in the first two rounds of the draft, but I guarantee you they will get crafty, and even when they find their selections, they will find guys that fit into their system. So, I mean, it's mind-boggling how the rich simply get richer, but that is what Bill Belichick, the Patriots head coach, has done and he continues to do. And like I said, it's only March, but the 2017 NFL season is shaping up to be a doozy once again for the defending champs. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.